Details are emerging about the budget Washington state lawmakers plan to pass before midnight Friday. Over the next 4 years, schools in Washington will get more than $7 billion in additional state funds. Much of that money will come from a hike in the state property tax. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Faced with a state Supreme Court mandate to fully fund schools, lawmakers went with the property tax. They decided to raise the state property tax levy and at the same time cap local school levies. That means some homeowners, especially in central Puget Sound, will pay more. Others, though, could see a reduction in their taxes. Republican John Braun chairs the Senate Budget Committee and first proposed the property tax swap months ago.
We expect that 73% of the state's taxpayers will see a net property tax reduction.
Democrats wanted a new capital gains tax, but it wasn't to be. They say they agreed to the property tax because they're getting the programs they wanted funded in the budget. Senator Kevin Ranker is the top Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee.
I feel like it's a Democratic budget supported by a Republican property tax.
Now, the final deal does include some of the taxes Democrats proposed. For instance, it requires out-of-state internet sellers to collect sales tax from Washington customers, and it ends the sales tax break for bottled water. But it also extends some new tax breaks to businesses that Republicans wanted, and it gives all manufacturing businesses the low Boeing rate on the business and occupation tax. Senator Reuven Carlisle, a Seattle Democrat, sums it up this way.
I think it's fair to say that middle-class property taxpayers are going to really feel the increase in costs, and I think it's fair to say that a lot of the business community are going to get a pretty sweetheart deal.
For all their heartburn, Democrats are quick to say the budget does right by public school kids and the vulnerable. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers goes further. She says the new state budget will heal a school funding wound that's been festering in Washington State for 30 years.
It addresses the concerns as expressed by the Supreme Court and even goes beyond that to really look at what's needed to provide a world-class educational system for our kids.
Now the race is on to pass the budget as a July 1st government shutdown looms. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.